The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined from Dublin by Gareth Mullins, who's executive chef at Anantara The Marker and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
You're focusing on comfort food this week.
I am, with a little bit of a hat tip to Ireland as well, of course. So the first one is an Irish smoked haddock chowder. And I was looking through recipes I've shared on here, and I can't believe I've never shared a chowder recipe. But here we go. I'll give you the ingredients first. You're going to need 500 grams of natural smoked haddock. The one that's really red is not natural smoked. So when you're in the fishmonger, just ask them for the natural dyed or smoked. It's much better. Then you need 500 grams of fresh mussels, 100 grams of Dublin Bay prawn meat. You can use frozen here for this recipe. It works quite well. 150 grams of any firmway fish, so like cod or whiting or haddock, any of them will do perfect for this, which you're going to dice. One large potato that I want you to peel and dice and just cook in a little bit of cold water brought up to a simmer until they're just cooked and set to one side. And then for the soup part, you need 150 grams of unsalted butter, 4 shallots or 1 large red onion that you want to dice, 1 leek that I want you to dice and wash, 50 grams of celery sliced up, 250 mils of dry white wine, the juice from the mussels, I'll tell you how to cook them in a sec, 500 mils of chicken stock or fish stock, 250 mils of cream, 500 mils of milk, and then to finish the soup you need some chopped dill and some lemon juice. I know it sounds like a lot of ingredients, but this is really a very hearty dish and it could easily be eaten as a main course. So how do you make it? I want you to sweat off the vegetables, so the shallots and the celery and the leek, in the butter until it's nice and soft. Then you add in 150 mils of that dry white wine and reduce it until it nearly disappears. That just means you put it on a high heat and let it bubble away until all the wine disappears. Then in a separate pan, I want you to get the pan nice and hot, and in with the washed and cleaned mussels, with a splash of that wine, and pop the lid on, and you're going to cook that for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. What that's going to happen, it'll steam open the mussels, and then just as that's finished, throw it into a colander with a bowl underneath, and all those juices will fall into the bowl. Let the mussels chill, and then you're going to just take the mussels meat, mussel meat from the shells, and they're ready to go. Now all you're going to do is add all the liquid in on top of the vegetables, bring it up to a simmer, cook it for about maybe 15 minutes, and then you're going to put that into a blender and blend it up. That's going to give you a nice, thick, creamy soup. And then to finish the soup, all you do is add in those potatoes, the cooked mussels, the diced fish and the prawns, bring it back up to a simmer for about another 3 or 4 minutes. That cooks all the fish that's in there, and finish it with lots of chopped dill and some squeezed lemon juice. Really delicious. I mean, it'd be perfect with the brown bread Guinness recipe I shared a couple of weeks ago on here, or any soda bread indeed.
Now, the other one, we don't have a hell of a lot of time to talk about this, but I love this. Apple and blackberry crumble with vanilla custard.
Yeah, and I'll do this really quickly. So you need 1 kilo of cooking apples, 300 grams of blackberries. Go out and pick them. They're on all our hedgerows at the moment. Couple of tablespoons of caster sugar and some apple juice. Peel your apples, chop them up. Cook them off in a pan with a little bit of that apple juice and some sugar until they start to wilt, and then throw in your blackberries off the heat and into a dish, and then quickly on to make the crumble mix. You need 150 grams of flour, 120 grams of melted butter, 50 grams of porridge oats, 80 grams of Demerara sugar and some cinnamon, and all you do is put all the dry ingredients into a bowl, pour in that melted butter and mix it with a fork, and you'll see it'll start to slightly clump. And then you just pour that mixture on top of those stewed apples and blackberries into a preheated oven at 150 degrees and bake for like 30 to 40 minutes. The crumble will go wonderful and golden and delicious. And I love to serve that with some shop-bought custard that I just fold in a little bit of lightly whipped cream to lighten it ever so much, and even a little bit more vanilla. And to me, this is a perfect Sunday dessert to finish a Sunday roast, or indeed after that wonderful chowder.
Sounds absolutely lovely. Gareth Mullins, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.